Welcome to Thursday Thoughts at Resonance 7, where we reflect on the reality of God and resolve to let it resound in our lives, repeatedly. Let's think about this. Teach me to feel that thou art always nigh. Jeremiah 23:23-24. Am I a God at hand, declares the Lord, and not a God far away? Can a man hide himself in secret places so that I cannot see him? Declares the Lord. Do I not fill heaven and earth? Declares the Lord. Rhetorical questions. Whether close at hand or far away, God is there, seeing us in what we think are secret places. He fills heaven and earth. Even when we might be inclined to run from him, we cannot. Instead, ask him to help you live with an ever-increasing awareness of his presence. Teach me the struggles of the soul to bear. James 1:12. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. The Spirit is waiting to give us the power we need to bear the weight of every struggle our soul will face. And to what end? In so doing, we demonstrate our love for God and receive the crown of life. Ask the Holy Spirit to bless you with the strength to remain steadfast under trial. To check the rising doubt, the rebel sigh. Hebrews 3:12. Take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart, leading you to fall away from the living God. Doubt and unbelief are so similar they can be mistaken for one another. Belief requires trust. Trust checks doubt and rebellion at the door, for you can exercise faith to submit to one you trust. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal any areas where doubt or rebellion may be standing at the door of your heart. Teach me the patience of unanswered prayer. 1 John 5:14. And this is the confidence that we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. This kind of confidence gives us the patience to wait for the answer when we may be inclined to doubt if our prayer was even heard. It also gives us the opportunity to carefully examine our motives in the event we are asking something outside of God's will. Ask the Spirit to give you such confidence. Take a few moments and talk to Jesus about what has come to your mind, or just listen to what he's saying to you. Then I will read our text once more. Teach me to feel that thou art always nigh. Teach me the struggles of the soul to bear. To check the rising doubt, the rebel sigh. Teach me the patience of unanswered prayer. Take the mindfulness of God's presence cultivated in these last few minutes into the next ones and beyond. Until next time, be resonant.